Now, the next component of the strategic messaging formula is incentivize. We talked about this briefly, but the point here is to give your customers a low-risk incentive to take the next step in the buying process. In other words, you need to lead your prospects down the sales cycle, and in doing so, lead them to your front door. Now, there's a really important point to make here, going back to the concept of the sales cycle. Remember how we talked about how there are always more people who would be considered future buyers compared to now buyers? The future buyers make up points 1 to 80 or so on the sales cycle, while the now buyers make up points 80 to 100. Here's the beauty of the fourth component, the incentive. This step gives you the opportunity to capture the contact information of 100% of the sales cycle, not just the now buyers, not just the future buyers, but everybody. It also puts you in control of your target market and gives you direct access to them without having to rely so heavily on advertising and traditional orthodox marketing mediums. Think about it. What would you give to have the contact information for everybody in your target market who are going to buy what you sell in the next year or two? If you had such a list, what would you send those people? You see how obvious this stuff starts to become? So now the question is, how do you get their information and start feeding them targeted information that is relevant and important to them? You do so with an incentive. Remember, you simply need to sell the next step in the buying process. The easiest way to do this is with free marketing tools that contain information that is relevant and useful to the prospect. Things like free reports, free videos, free audio training, free lessons, special discounts, urgency-based limited-time offers, etc. Let's say you're a home builder and you want to sell some new homes along with all the other home builders in the area, right? So what do? You put together a bunch of ads in the newspaper that are filled with smiling, happy people with perfect complexions and perfect white teeth who are laughing and enjoying themselves in a picturesque home with a headline that says something like, "Love where you live," or "Isn't it time to come home to happiness," or some other ridiculously lame platitude like that. Right. I mean, that is what you're going to see every home builder on the planet do. It's all wrong, and you should know that by now. So what should you do instead? Well, you should follow this strategic messaging formula. By now, you should at least know that they need to capture their prospect's attention and connect with them on an emotional level using hot-button-loaded headlines and subheadlines. Then they should provide enough informational content to build a legitimate case as to why their homes are the superior option. And then they should provide an incentive to take the next step in the buying process. Now, this is actually a great example because how many people in any given market are wanting to buy a home right now? Comparatively speaking, very few. I mean, compared to the number of people who are going to one day buy a home in a given market, the number of people who are going to buy a home right away is pretty small. But nearly all advertising goes after those who are in the market to buy now. Who else would those ridiculously common platitude ads I just described appeal to? Only people who are wanting to buy a house now. They see an ad for homes. They want to buy a home right away, so they say to themselves, "Hey, let's check it out." There's no real reason given why they should buy from one home builder over another. However, if a home builder followed the strategic messaging formula and then gave prospects an incredible incentive, he could then capture the information of the target market and can control their movement along the sales cycle, facilitating the decision-making process and leading prospects to their front door. Let me give you an example of how to do this. The first and one of the easiest is with a special report. Here are some titles for a special report: 7 home builder secrets you must know before buying a new home. Or, how to get the best deal on a new home without getting burned. Or, home buying success strategies: how to buy a new home with no money down and free upgrades without any hassle. I could go on with the sample headlines, but any of these would work. Then you provide this free report as an offer within your ad. After you have captured, connected, and informed, now you have incentivized with an offer like this. Go to freehomeownerreport.com to download your free copy of this special report. 7 home builder secrets you must know before buying a new home. You see, this is a low-risk offer that gives prospects simply an incentive to take the next step in the buying process. Then, when they go to your website, you ask them to enter their name and email address to get their free report instantly and automatically. Then kablam, you've got their contact info. In the real world of internet marketing, we call this an opt-in. You see, the prospect has now opted into your list, and you are now positioned to sell them your products or services since you are in control of the information that they receive about your industry from this point on. Another great offer is a series of videos. Nowadays, people love videos, especially short web-based videos that people are accustomed to seeing on YouTube. In fact, the 7 Home Builder Secrets report that we just mentioned could otherwise be turned into a series of videos that prospects get access to in the same method as described. The offer would be rewritten to say, get immediate access to 7 free videos describing 7 home builder secrets you must know before buying a new home. I think you get the picture by now. You can use this technique in nearly any industry. We've used it successfully by offering free DVDs, free reports, free tickets to live events, immediate coupons, and more. Coupons are actually very simple and an obvious way to build your list, especially for local service-based businesses. You probably already offer a coupon or something, right? You might even be paying money to a mailing program like Valpak or some other coupon vendor. But my suggestion is to put an opt-in form on your website and offer visitors a valuable coupon in exchange for their contact information. Just remember this when you're creating incentives for your prospects. Make sure the incentive is low risk. If a prospect reads the offer that you're making to them and it immediately causes them to think or feel like they're going to get hammered with a sales call or some other high-pressure sales experience, they're going to avoid your incentive like the plague. Just make it low risk and make sure it has legitimate value.